USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
SpaceX has successfully launched 4 astronauts into space aboard a recycled rocket about 6 a.m. Eastern Friday morning.
2-1-0.
Vehicle is pitching downrange.
The Crew 2 mission is the third time Elon Musk's rocket company has sent NASA astronauts into space. The launch took place at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. NBA draft prospect and former Kentucky basketball star Terrence Clark died in a car accident in Los Angeles, California, Thursday. The Los Angeles Police Department reported Clark was traveling at a high rate of speed and ran a red light before colliding with another car. The report also said Clark was not wearing his seatbelt correctly. On Friday, India reported nearly 333,000 new cases of COVID-19 infections over a 24-hour period. For a second day in a row, India reported the world's highest single-day increase in infections. USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
The Federal Communications Commission said on Thursday that it voted unanimously to adopt rules requiring public disclosure of broadcast television and radio content sponsored or provided by foreign governments. Current rules do not specify when and how foreign government sponsorship should be publicly disclosed. Rapper and producer Shock G, also known as Humpty Hump of the Bay Area hip-hop crew Digital Underground, has died at the age of 57.
And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to pump me. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me.
Shock G's father, Edward Racker, said his son was found dead Thursday in a hotel room in Tampa, Florida. Futures contracts tied to major U.S. stock market indexes were higher Friday morning as investors prepared to end a down week for equities amid concerns the White House could seek a hike to the capital gains tax. S&P 500 futures rose 0.2%, while contracts tied to the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 50 points. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The high cost of health care has many Americans worried. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Covering the cost of health care is a challenge for many Americans, even those who have health insurance. Once someone is able to receive care, paying for any prescriptions is a whole other hurdle to get over. The high cost of prescription medication has been an issue and political talking point in recent years, especially considering pharmaceutical companies are some of the most profitable companies in America. When you go to buy a prescription at a pharmacy, you're not only paying what the manufacturer sells the drug for, but also any markup the pharmacy adds on top of that. ScriptCo is changing that. Instead of marking up the price of prescriptions to make a profit, ScriptCo is going the way of Netflix and offering a yearly membership. Co-founder of ScriptCo, Zach Zeller, tells NBC's Today Show,
"The hardest thing in healthcare is no one pays the same price for the same thing. You could have 10 people walk into a pharmacy and get the exact same medication and pay 10 different prices."
And as far as how ScriptCo makes money?
So our money and our revenue comes solely from the membership.
ScriptCo costs $140 a year or $50 for 3 months. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR hits the big track this weekend in Talladega, Alabama. The Geico 500. It is Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.